thank you for your grief. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing for us. We thank you for what you're doing at the moment. Thank you for many things we shall see you do. God, glorify forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for to know you. Thank you for the grace to be able to hear from you. Thank you for the grace to be led by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the grace to be enlightened, to know the truth and to practice the truth. Thank you for the glory forever. In Jesus' name. Oh God, we thank you for opportunities you have sent to our lives. Thank you for opportunities you sent to lift us up into a higher level. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with good people that would help us to become who you want us to be. Thank you for this cross. Thank you for making us the point of our needs. God, we pray forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for miracles you have performed in our lives. Thank you for answers we have received for our prayers. Thank you for how you have surprised us. Even when our world, all hope is lost. Thank you, Father. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for various miracles. Thank you for miracles of financial places, share breakthroughs. We thank you for everything that you are doing. Be thou glorified, be thou magnified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness toward us in this ministry. Thank you, Father, because every time we come together to see it us, and you always do beyond our expectations. We thank you for the last prayer session we had, which was the first prayer session in this year. We thank you for how you blessed the olive oil and how you have used it for mighty miracles in the lives of everyone who have partook of that our prayer session. Thank you, Lord, for testimonies you have given to us by your power. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for great plans you have for our lives. We thank you, Lord, because you are taking us to somewhere very great. We thank you because you are taking us to somewhere very beautiful, very glorious. Thank you, Lord, for great plans you have for us. Thank you for your wonderful promises and prophecies that has come forth from your mouth unto us. Lord, be glorified, be praised, be magnified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the understanding and revelations of your word you have been sending into our hearts, into our minds. Thank you because our spiritual lives have become better. Thank you because we have grown more than we were before. Oh Lord, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I call commit tonight's prayer session unto your hands. Oh God, have your way in this place. Have your way among us. Have your way as we pray. And let your will prevail in our lives in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you fill everyone that will partake of this prayer session. I ask that you fill every one of us with your spirit. Fill everyone with fire. Fill everyone with power of the Holy Ghost so that we can pray and be victorious. Lord, do it by your mighty hand in Jesus' name. I pray for every one of you that are listening and those that will still join. I pray that you will not be distracted in Jesus' name. The spirit of focus, the spirit of full concentration and attention shall come upon you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the prayer session. We're going to start with worship songs. And after that, we shall go into prayer points. Let's sing this song together. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, sing Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Be lifted higher, higher, be lifted higher. Jesus, be lifted higher. Jesus, you be lifted higher. All over the world, higher. Be lifted higher. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord is so great. Hallelujah. He's powerful. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside him. There is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Holy, God, all creation, they call you God, what is your name, what is your name. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. Awesome God. Awesome God. How great thou art. You are God. Mighty are your miracles, we stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow. Lord, we bow and worship you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way in this place. Have your way, Lord Jehovah. Have your way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. By roadway in the wilderness, you lead me. Rivers in the desert, rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fail, but his word will still prevail, and he will do Something new today. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength, with love and strength. For each new day, he will make a way. With love and strength, with love and strength. For each new day, he will make a way for us. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. In your life, Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship him, begin to praise him. Begin to adore him. Begin to magnify him. Bless his holy name. Worship his majesty. King of Israel, we worship you. We praise you for you are God. We praise you for you are mighty. We praise you for you are the most high God. You are the highest in power. You are the highest in love. You are the highest in grace. You are the highest in dominion. In wisdom, you are the highest. In knowledge, you are the highest. In strength, you are the highest. You are the Most High God. We worship you, Ancient of Days, King of Glory. We worship you, Ancient of Days. We bless your name. Father, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. For you are greater than all. You are mightier than all. You are stronger than all. You are wiser than all. There is none like you, Father. We worship you, King of Israel. You are the one who speaks and it comes to pass. You are the one who opens doors and no one can shut. You are the one who makes our lives beautiful. You are the one who determines the end from the very beginning. We worship you, O God of Israel, for you are terrible, you are mighty, you are strong, you are powerful, you are glorious, you are merciful, you are faithful, you are compassionate, you are kind. Father, we bless your name. We are so grateful for all that you have done for us. We are so grateful for all that you are doing. And for what you are still going to do, O Lord of hosts, we worship you. We worship you, Father. You are the light that shines in darkness, and darkness could not understand. You are the power that swallows up powers. You are the Almighty God. You speak and it comes to pass. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. You make our lives beautiful. You make our lives glorious. You make our lives full of grace. You make our lives full of victories. You make our lives full of blessings. Lord, we worship you. You are the one who fights our battles. You are the one who preserves us from destruction. Lord, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. You are the one who raised us above limitations. You are the one who raised us higher above limitations. You are the one who placed us in a place of honor and we remain there forever. You are the one who have crowned us with glory and honor. Blessed be your holy name. We give you thanks, Father. You are the one who have placed us above serpents and scorpions and above all the powers of the enemy. Lord, we worship you. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. We welcome you right here. Lord, come and have your way. Take your place and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks and praises and worship. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence. And we are going to be praying with prayer points. Firstly, I want you to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your light that is shining in my life. Thank you for your presence that is great and glorious in my life. Thank you because you have chased away darkness from my life. Thank you because you have pushed back evils from my life. Thank you for your presence that is so strong and mighty in my life. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Lord, I thank you for your light that is shining. Thank you for your presence that is so glorious and great in my life. Thank you because you are making it difficult for the enemy to operate in my life. Thank you because you have made it difficult for the enemy to succeed over my life. Thank you, Lord, because you have pushed back darkness in my life. You have chased away serpents. You have chased away scorpions. You have chased away devils from my life. Thank you, Lord, because you have shined your light and darkness have run away from my life. Oh God, be glorified forever. Thank you for what you are doing in my life. Thank you for what your power is doing in my spirit. Thank you for what your power is doing in my soul. Thank you for what your power is doing in my body system. Thank you, Lord, for what your grace is doing in my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for victories you are performing in my life. Thank you for dominion that is happening in my life. Your divine dominion. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in my life. Thank you, Lord, for every blessing you have released into my life. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for your mighty presence. Thank you for your powerful presence in my life. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Thank you for your light that is shining, exposing darkness. Thank you for your light that is shining in my life and is exposing lies of the enemy. Thank you for your light that is shining in my life and is teaching me righteousness, teaching me the truth, teaching me faith, teaching me divine understanding. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your light. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your voice. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let money be my messenger and servant. You're going to say, Father, let money from today become my messenger and servant. Let money be always available for me to carry out every assignment you have given to me. Say, Lord, let money be always available for me to carry out every assignment you have given to me on earth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, make money my servant. Make money my messenger. Let money be always available. Let financial blessings, financial resources be always available for me to carry out your divine assignments and purposes in the head, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, make money. Say, Lord, release money into my life to serve your purpose in my life. Say, Lord, release financial blessings into my life to serve your purpose, to serve your assignment in my life. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, make money always available. Say, Lord, make money always available for me to fulfill my calling and destiny, for me to carry out my divine assignment. Oh Lord, let money be surplus for me to carry out what you have sent me into the world to do, what you have called me to do. Lord, make money surplus to do these things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let everything and everyone work together for the performance and demonstration of my divine calling in this year. So let everything and everyone work together for the performance of my divine assignment, for the performance and demonstration and manifestation of my divine calling and assignment in this year. Let everything work together. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, let everything work together. Everything that exists, everything that is created, everything that exists in heaven, everything that exists on earth, everything that exists under the earth, Lord, let them begin to work together for the performance and demonstration and manifestation of my divine calling in the name of Jesus. Lord, let everything work together. Let everything join together. Let everything agree together for me to fulfill my call in a glorious way in this year, for me to succeed in my calling, in my career, in a mighty way in this year. Lord, let everything agree together. Let everything work together for my success in calling and ministry. Let let everything work together for my success in life and destiny. Let everything work together for my success in my career, in my marriage, in my job. Lord, let everything work together. In this year, let everyone work together for my good. Let every situation work together for my good. Let every person, every people, every creature, let them agree together for my success in my calling, in my career, in my divine assignment. Let everything God created agree together for my success in destiny. Let everything created by God agree together in this year to achieve my success in destiny, to achieve my prosperity in destiny. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. The Lord is telling me that He wants to deal with your enemies. You know, just as He dealt with the enemies of Israel with a strong hand, just as He began to deal with Pharaoh and the Egyptians with a strong hand. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, with a strong hand, descend on my enemy and crush them in pieces. You're going to say, Father, with a strong hand, descend on my enemy and crush them in pieces in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, with your strong hand, with your mighty hand, descend on my enemies and crush them in pieces. Descend on the enemies of my destiny. Descend on the enemies of my progress. Lord, descend on the enemies of my success. Descend on the enemies of my breakthrough. Descend on the enemies of my calling and ministry. Lord, by your mighty hand, by your strong hand, by your higher hand, Lord, fall upon my enemies and crush them in pieces. Crush them in pieces. Grind them like powder. Grind them into nothing. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, with a strong iron hand, deal with my enemies. With a strong iron hand, Lord, deal with my enemies. Execute judgment on my enemies. Execute judgment on my enemies. Begin to pray that prayer with the whole of your heart. So Lord, with your strong iron hand, execute judgment on my enemies, both visible and invisible enemies. Execute judgment. Execute judgment. Execute judgment. Execute judgment on the enemies of my destiny. Lord, execute judgment on the enemies of my success, on the enemies of my promotion, on the enemies of my upliftment. Execute judgment on the enemies of my perfection and greatness. Lord, with your strong iron hand, execute judgment on them. Deal with them. Deal with them without mercy. Lord, deal with them without mercy as you dealt with the enemies of Israel. Lord, deal with the enemies of my life and destiny without mercy until they are no more. Until they are forever paralyzed, until they can't rise up anymore. Lord, smash the enemies of my calling and destiny in pieces in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to pray? Yeah. You're going to pray like this. Yeah. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every work of the devil, weakening my faith in God. Every work of the devil filling my soul with fears and doubt. Every work of the devil weakening my faith and trust in God. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I set on fire every operation of darkness that is causing me to be weak in faith. Every operation of darkness causing me to be full of fears, to be full of worries, to be full of anxiety, to be full of doubt. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Every enemy of my faith in God, every enemy of my trust of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Every enemy of my faith in God, every enemy of my trust in God, catch fire of the Holy Ghost now in the name of Jesus. Every work of the devil going on to weaken my faith in God, every work of the devil going on to fill my heart with fears and doubts and unbelief and worries and anxieties, catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Yeah, I saw a hand opening doors. Yeah, before you. And that means God wants to help you to break through. He wants to help you to move forward. Yeah, so you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, open the particular door that is meant to take me into the place of success, into the place of greatness, into the place of honor and glory. Lord, by your mighty hand, let that particular door open right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, by your mighty hand, open that one door, that specific door that is meant to take me to the place of success, to the place where I lack no more, to the place where I begin to enjoy surplus. Lord, let that particular door be opened now by your mighty hand. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Lord, that specific door that must open for my life to enter into a new glory. That specific door that must open for my life to enter into riches and wealth. That particular door that must open for my life to transform forever. For my destiny to begin to find fulfillment. Oh Lord, let that door open for me. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let that door open. Let it open. Let it open. Let it open. In the name of Jesus, in my career, let it open. In my calling, Lord, let it open. Lord, that specific door that is going to lift me up at this point in time, that specific door that is meant to lift me up to the next higher level, to the next level of success, to the next level of greatness, to the next level of spiritual growth and advancement and exploit. Oh Lord of hosts, let that door open now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I decree over your life that that specific and particular door that must open for your life to experience a drastic change and turnaround in this year. Let that door open unto you now in the name of Jesus. That door that must open for you to ascend to the next higher level of glory and honor and greatness. I decree that the hand of God open them for you now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to pray. You know, in the book of Psalm, chapter 8. Yeah, you will see where it says that God has crowned you with his glory and honor. Is in Psalm 8. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, crown me with glory and honor as I walk through this year. So Lord, crown me with glory and honor. Let there be manifestation of glory and honor as I do business, as I manifest my talent, as I manifest my skills. Let there be expression of glory and honor in everything I do in this year. Lord, let there be manifestation of glory and honor. Let people see your glory in my life, and let people honor your presence in my life. Let people see your glory in my life, and let them honor your presence in my life. Let's say, Lord, crown me with glory and honor. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, as I journey through this year, crown me with glory and honor. As I do ministry, crown me with glory and honor. As I begin to fulfill my calling, crown me with glory and honor. In the place of my career, in the place of my business, Lord, crown me with glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, let men see your glory in my life, and let men honor your name in my life. Let men honor your power in my life. Let men honor your presence in my life. Let men honor your miracles in my life. Let men honor me because of you in my life. Lord, let my life begin to attract honor. Let my life begin to attract honor in everywhere I go in this year. Let people see me and let them begin to honor me because of you in my life. In the name of Jesus, crown me with glory and honor. Crown my life with glory and honor. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. There was a time that the Lord was teaching me about faith, and then he said, you need to add confidence to your faith. Yeah, he said, if you believe that I can do something, you need to be confident in that faith. Yeah, you need to be so sure that anything you believe I will do that I am going to do it. Yeah, so you need to so put your trust in me to the point that you don't allow anything to shake you. You don't allow anyone to talk you out of faith. So you're going to pray. Many of us, we are yet to have confidence to our faith. There is a song that says, I have confidence in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you, Savior. I have confidence in you, Jehovah God. Yeah, so you need to come to the place whereby you trust God to the point that you are willing to die for what you believe. You are willing to continue to believe. Yeah, you are willing to continue to believe as though you already have what you are believing God for. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, help me to have confidence to my faith. You know, help me to have a faith that does not shake. Help me to have a faith in you that does not shake. Help me to have a faith in you that does not doubt. Help me to have a faith in you that does not fear. Help me to have a strong faith in you that is so confident. A faith that is so full of confidence. Lord, help me to have such faith in the name of Jesus. A faith that is so full of assurance. A faith that is so full of confidence that you will do exactly what you have said. Lord, give me such kind of faith. Help me to have such kind of faith. A faith that is so full of confidence and assurance that what you have promised, you will do it. A faith that does not take no for an answer. Lord, fill my heart with such kind of faith. A faith that is so sure that my breakthrough will come. A faith that is so sure that my success will come. A faith that is so sure that my blessings will come. Lord, a faith that is so full of confidence. Lord, give me such kind of faith in the name of Jesus. A faith that will make me not to have a second option. A faith that will make me to speak as though I already have what I'm believing God for. Lord, let me walk in such realm of faith. Let me walk in such realm of faith. A faith that make plans as though I already have what I am asking God for. Lord, fill me with such kind of faith. Fill me with a faith that is full of confidence. Fill me with a faith that is full of assurance and trust in God. Fill me with a faith that does not doubt God's promises. Fill me with a faith that does not limit God's power. Fill me with such a faith that is able to trust God for impossible things. Lord, fill me with a faith that is so full of confidence. Lord, fill me with such faith. Fill me with such faith. A faith that will make me to boast of God. A faith that will make me to boast of how powerful God is in the face of my enemies. A faith that will make me to boast of the greatness of God, even in the presence of negative situations. Lord, such a faith that will make me to boast of the greatness of God, that will make me to speak highly of God in the midst of negative circumstances. Oh Lord, fill me with such kind of faith. A faith that does not believe in impossibilities. A faith that does not believe in errors. A faith that does not believe in failures. A faith that does not believe in mistakes. Lord, fill me with such kind of faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You're going to pray this prayer point. You're going to say, Father, fill me with more authority. Fill me with more authority to possess my possessions. Fill me with authority, with divine authority, to claim everything that belongs to me. So Lord, fill me with authority. Fill my spirit with authority to possess my possessions. Authority to lay hold of all the blessings you have placed in this year for me. Lord, fill me with such authority and power in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, fill me with authority. Fill me with authority, Father. Fill me with power to possess my possessions. Fill me with authority to lay hold of blessings you have already placed in this year for me. Fill me with authority to lay hold of every good thing you have placed in each month of this year for me. Lord, authority to take what belongs to me. Authority to own what belongs to me. Authority to possess what belongs to me. Lord, give it to me. Fill me with such authority in the name of Jesus. Power to take over every good thing you have placed in this year for me. Power to take them. Power to possess them. Power to claim them. Lord, give to me in the name of Jesus. Give to me in the name of Jesus. Give to me in the name of Jesus. Power to possess all that you have promised. Power to receive manifestation of miracles. Powers to receive manifestations of blessings that you have promised to release into my life. Lord, fill me with such power. Fill me with such authority in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So fill me with power. Fill me with authority to receive answers to prayers. Fill me with power. Fill me with authority to experience miracles in this year. Fill me with such power to lay hold of your blessings for me in this year. Fill me with power in the name of Jesus to receive manifestations of your promises in this year. Fill me with power, Father, to become what you want me to be. Fill me with power and authority. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let heaven open over my life, and let the atmosphere of my life change into the atmosphere of heaven. Yeah, so let heaven open over my life, and let the atmosphere of my life change into the same atmosphere of heaven. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. I begin to say, in the name of Jesus, let heaven open over my life. Let heaven open over my life. And let the atmosphere of my life change into the same atmosphere of heaven. Let the atmosphere of my career, let the atmosphere of my calling, let the atmosphere of my ministry, let the atmosphere of my destiny, let the atmosphere of my home change into the same atmosphere of heaven. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to say, Father, let the atmosphere of my life change into the same atmosphere of heaven. Let the atmosphere of my home, let the atmosphere of my business, let the atmosphere of my calling, the atmosphere of my ministry, the atmosphere of my destiny, let it change into the same atmosphere of heaven. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let heaven open over my life, and let the atmosphere of my life become one with the same atmosphere of heaven. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you need to understand that the atmosphere of heaven is atmosphere, is an atmosphere of victory. Is an atmosphere where nothing is impossible. Is an atmosphere where where you see God do everything he says. Is an atmosphere where the will of God happens. Yeah, that is the atmosphere of heaven. The will of God happens so easily. Victory is there. Victory is always there. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, enthrone and enforce over my life the same atmosphere that is in heaven, the same atmosphere of victory, the same presence of victory that is in your your kingdom. Lord, enforce it on my life. Enthrone it in my life. In the name of Jesus. The same atmosphere of power, the same atmosphere of victory, the same atmosphere of success, the same atmosphere that is in your kingdom. Lord, enforce it on the affairs of my life. Enthrone it over my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The same atmosphere in heaven. Lord, enforce it on my life. Enforce it on my life. I said, in that atmosphere, there is nothing that is impossible. There is nothing that is impossible. Begin to say, Lord, enforce upon my life, enthrone over my life the same atmosphere and presence that is in heaven, the same atmosphere of victory, the same atmosphere of power. Thank you, Lord. The same atmosphere of dominion, the same atmosphere of victory. Lord, let it be enforced on my life. Let it prevail on my life. Let it prevail in the affairs of my life. Let it prevail in my daily activities. Atmosphere of victory. Let me walk in that atmosphere. Let me live in that atmosphere. Let me pray in that atmosphere. In the atmosphere where there is no fear. Atmosphere where there is no impossibilities. Atmosphere where there is no failure. Atmosphere where there is no sickness and there is no disease. Lord, let me live in that atmosphere. Let me walk in that atmosphere. The atmosphere where there is no weakness. There is no poverty. Lord, let me walk and live in that atmosphere. Enforce such atmosphere upon my daily living. Lord, enforce such atmosphere upon my life and destiny. Enforce the atmosphere and presence of heaven upon my life, calling, and destiny. Thank you, Lord. When I pray, Lord, let me pray in that realm. When I pray and fast, let me do it in that atmosphere of heaven. When I do ministry, when I minister to people, Lord, let me minister from the atmosphere and presence of heaven. The atmosphere of victory and dominion and power. Lord, let me live and walk and operate in this atmosphere. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying that prayer seriously. I believe you're praying it with the whole of your heart. Say, Lord, let the same atmosphere of victory, the same atmosphere of power, the same atmosphere of glory, the same atmosphere of dominion in heaven before your throne. Lord, let it reign in my life. Let it come and stay in my life. Let it prevail in my life. Let it be enthroned permanently in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you need to understand that there is a level you will get to in your intimacy with the Spirit of God, to the point that your spirit begin to manifest like the Holy Spirit. Yeah, there's a place where, or maybe I should say, there's a point, you know, where you will get to in your oneness with God, in your closeness with God, in your bond with God, in your intimacy with God, to the point that your spirit begins to act like the Holy Spirit. Your spirit begin to do operations. Just like the Spirit of God do spiritual operations. Yeah. And that is the kind of spirit that Elijah had. Elijah had a kind of spirit that could walk like Holy Spirit. Yeah, I don't know if you know that. Elijah has a kind of spirit that could move and do operations in the realm of the Spirit. Imagine you are praying in your room and then your spirit is moving. Your spirit is walking. Your spirit is going into places to do operations. That is how we are meant to be as Christians. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let my spirit be so bonded with you to the point that I begin to manifest in you, to the point that my spirit begin to manifest abilities, the same abilities that is in you. I'm going to take it again. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let my spirit so go deep into you, such that my spirit begin to manifest the same abilities that is in you, such that my spirit begin to move like you, such that my spirit begin to fight and win battles like you. Lord, let my spirit be so saturated with your spirit. Let my spirit so merge with your spirit. Let my spirit so bond with your spirit, such that I begin to manifest the same abilities and powers that is inside of you, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh God of Israel, let my spirit so go deep into you. Let my spirit so become bonded with you, such that I begin to manifest all the abilities that is in you, so that I begin to manifest the abilities of God in the earth, such that I begin to perform operations of God in the earth. Oh Lord, let my spirit so go deep into you. Let my spirit go so deep into you. Let my spirit become so bonded with you, such that I begin to manifest abilities of God in the earth. Begin to pray like that. Let my spirit become so full of you, such that I begin to manifest abilities of you, Father, in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Yeah, you're still going to pray. You know that there is no weakness in God. Yeah, God has never been weak, and he cannot be weak. Yeah, and that is why in many places in the scriptures, it's, you know, you will see where it says, the Lord is my strength. Yeah, the Lord is our strength, because God cannot be weak. And God has never and can never be weak. So you need to know how to always access the strength of God. Yeah, in everything you do, you need to always know how to do them from the strength of God and not from the human strength. You can do everything from the strength of God. Yeah, you just need to know how to access the strength of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to depend on your strength. Teach me to live by your strength. Teach me to do everything by your strength. Teach me to pray by your strength. Teach me to do your work by your strength. Lord, teach me to rely on your strength. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, teach me to draw from your strength. And in everything I do, Lord, let me Operate from your strength. Let me operate with your strength in the name of Jesus. Lord, teach me to do everything from your strength. Teach me to do everything you have called me to do from your strength, not from my own strength, not from my own ability, not from my own wisdom. Lord, teach me to depend on your strength. When I am talking, teach me to depend on your strength. In everything I do, Lord, teach me to do them from your strength, with your strength, in the name of Jesus. Lord, teach me to rely on your strength. Teach me to rely on your strength. Teach me to rely on your strength. Teach me to rely on your wisdom. Teach me to rely on your strength. Teach me to rely on your ability and not my own ability and not my own wisdom and skill. Lord, teach me, Father. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, teach me. Teach me. When you begin to do your divine assignment, when you begin to do your career from the strength of God, that is when you excel with exception. When you begin to depend on the strength of God, that is when you will see the greatness of God. That is when you will see miracles, because miracles happen only by the strength of God. Say, Lord, teach me to depend on your strength. When I pray, Lord, teach me to pray with your strength. Teach me to pray from your strength, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, the prayer point, we want to pray now. We have prayed it before some time ago. You're going to pray like this. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, let your fire arise from within me, and let your fire become too hot, such that no darkness can stay in my life, such that no darkness can survive in my life, such that no plantation of darkness, no works of darkness can survive in my life. So Lord, let your fire burn. Let your fire burn mightily in my spirit. Let your fire burn mightily in my soul. Let your fire burn mightily in my body. And let every work of the devil be permanently destroyed. Let every seed of darkness be permanently destroyed. Let your fire burn so greatly, such that no devil can survive, such that no work of the enemy can survive in my spirit, soul, and body. Begin to pray like that. Lord, let your fire rise in me. Let your fire arise in me and become so hot, such that every work of the devil die, such that every presence of darkness die, such that everything that is not of you die, such that every plantation of darkness die. Let your fire burn. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So let your fire burn in my body. Let your fire burn so greatly in my soul. Let your fire burn so greatly in my spirit. Let your fire burn so greatly, and let no darkness be able to survive. Let no darkness be able to survive. Let no darkness be able to survive. In the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost burn in my spirit with great heat. Let fire fire of the Holy Ghost burning my soul with great hotness, such that no devil can survive. Thank you, Lord. Such that no curse can survive. Such that no spell can survive. Such that no enchantment can survive. Such that no yoke of darkness can leave. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let your fire burn. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Yeah, you're still going to pray in that way again. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arise from the depths of me. And give me complete deliverance. Say, arise from the depth of me and deliver me completely. Set me free completely from every bondage of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arise from the depths of me for complete deliverance. Arise from the depths of me. Set me free forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arise from the depths of my spirit. Arise from the depths of my soul. Arise from the depths of my body to set me free completely, to deliver me completely, to deliver me completely. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, arise from the depths of me and deliver me completely. Deliver me from every yoke of slavery. Fire of the Holy Ghost. She had a decade shattered in England. In the name of Jesus, arise from the depths of me and set me free forever. Destroy every yoke of darkness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arise from the depths of me. Thank you, Lord. Destroy every yoke of witchcraft in my life forever. Destroy every yoke of darkness, every yoke of slavery, every yoke of sicknesses and diseases. Destroy them forever in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to put your hand on your head, your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect myself from every influence of darkness meant to mislead me. You're going to say, I disconnect myself from every network of darkness meant to mislead me, meant to cause me to fail. Every influence of darkness meant to cause me to fail, to cause me to misbehave, to cause me to go in an opposite direction to the will of God. Let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus, and begin to disconnect yourself. Say, I disconnect myself from every web of darkness, from every network of darkness, from every influence of darkness that is meant to mislead me, that is meant to lead me out of the will of God, that is meant to make me do contrary to the will of God. I disconnect Disconnect from them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, I disconnect my mind. I disconnect my brain from every influence of darkness meant to mislead me, meant to cause me to fail, meant to cause me to do contrary to the will of God, meant to cause me to go in a direction that is not of God. Lord, disconnect me from such influence right now in the name of Jesus. Say, I disconnect my mind from every demonic influence that is meant to make me misbehave, that is meant to make me do contrary to the will of God. I disconnect from such influence. Let such influence fail in my life. Let such influence be destroyed in my life now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Yeah, we are still praying. You are going to you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, as send confusion into the midst of enemies, agents of darkness that have joined heads together to attack me. Lord, send confusion to their midst and scatter them forever. Every agent of Satan, every personality of darkness that have joined hands together, that have combined themselves together to attack me, to hurt my life, Lord, send confusion into their midst and scatter them forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lord, send confusion into their midst. Every gathering, every network of evildoers to hurt me, joining of hands of evil men and women to attack and hurt my life. Oh Lord, send confusion into their midst and scatter them forever. In the name of Jesus, every partnership and network of evil men and women, of satanic and witchcraft agents to frustrate my life, to hurt my life, to attack my life, to bring down my life. Oh Lord, send confusion into their midst and scatter them forever. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every gathering of witches and wizards, every gathering of agents of Satan, every gathering of witchcraft forces that have combined their powers together to hurt me, to attack me, Lord, release confusion, great confusion into their midst and scatter them forever. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive angelic interventions for the performance of God's promises in my life. You're going to say, I receive angelic interventions for the manifestation and performance of God's promises for my life, for my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive angelic interventions. Thank you, Lord. Say, I receive angelic interventions for the performance of God's promises in my life, for the performance of God's prophecies for my life, for the performance of God's will for my life. I receive angelic interventions now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I receive angelic interventions for the performance of God's will for my life, for the performance of God's blessings for my life, for the performance of God's miracles for my life, for the performance of God's will for my life. I receive angelic interventions right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Angelic interventions for the demonstration of God's promises, for the performance of God's blessings. I receive angelic interventions now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We're going to pray 6 more prayer points. Then I'll be praying for you. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I come against every situation and event that the enemy has programmed into this year to frustrate my life, to take away my peace, to take away my joy. Every situation and event the enemy has programmed for me into this year to take away my joy, my happiness, my peace, let fire of the Holy Ghost terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every situation, every event that has been programmed by the enemy into this year to take away my joy, to take away my peace, to frustrate my life, to make things difficult for me, I terminate them in the name of Jesus. I decree, let fire of the Holy Ghost terminate them. Let fire of the Holy Ghost terminate such situations. Let fire of the Holy Ghost terminate such events right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them all. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you are still going to raise up your right hand again and pray like this. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every power hanging in the air, to are waiting to strike me, waiting to attack me, let them fall down and die by fire. Let them fall down and die. Every power of darkness hanging in the air, hanging in the atmosphere to hurt me, to attack me, let fire of the Holy Ghost bring them down. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them right now in the name of Jesus. Every power that is inside the head, every power that has taken
taking possession in the of the hair. Every power that is hanging in the hair to attack me, to hurt me. Oh God of Israel, let fire of the Holy Ghost bring them down. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every power in the atmosphere that is waiting to strike me, waiting to hurt me, waiting to attack me, catch fire of the Holy Ghost now in the name of Jesus. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost and die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. Yeah, you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, raise me up above every power that has been oppressing me, every power that has been stronger than me. Lord, in your mercy, lift me up above them and make me begin to oppress them. Make me stronger than them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Yehase andente shebadaria. Irakija tatasuzia. Hendishalake shibasanaha. Lord, raise me above them all. Every power that have been oppressing me successfully. Every power that have been stronger than me. Oh Lord, lift me above them all and make me rule over them. Make me stronger than them all. Make me begin to oppress them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, make me rule over them. Make me dominate them. In the name of Jesus, every power of darkness that has been stronger than me, Lord, lift me above them all. Thank you, Father. Subdue them under my feet forever. In the name of Jesus, subdue them under my feet. Lord, subdue them under my feet. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, look upon me in your mercy. Yeah, and bless me with an everlasting blessing. Bless me with a blessing that cannot finish. Bless me with a blessing that cannot run dry. Say, Lord, look upon me in your mercy and bless me with an everlasting blessing. Oh, open your mouth and pray like that. Isha hete so handi jibalala. Erosh de nake kidata. Yesu jihande la hashda. Masush de hende de dijena masa. Mashede heklehata jisa. Oh God, look upon me in your mercy and bless me with an everlasting blessing. Give me a blessing that cannot end. Give me a blessing that cannot finish. Bless me with a blessing that does continue to spring up forever. Lord, bless me with a blessing that cannot be exhausted. Bless me with a blessing that cannot finish. Bless me with a blessing that continues to flow forever. Oh God of Israel, bless me with such blessing. as you did for Abraham. Lord, bless me with such blessing as you did for Solomon. Lord, bless me with such blessing, an everlasting blessing, an eternal blessing, a blessing that will continue forever, that will not run dry. Lord, bless me with such blessing. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray two more prayer points. You're going to pray, especially those of you that have children.
Muted. The recording has started.
To mourn. Lord, let your power terminate such agenda. Thank you, Lord. Let such agenda fail. Every plan of the devil, every plan of satanic agents to use any of my children to hurt me, to use any of my children to cause me pain, to cause me to sorrow, to cause me to weep. Lord, let such plan fail in the name of Jesus. Let such plan crush in pieces. Let such plan be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Every plan of the devil to cause evil in my family, so that I will mourn, so that I will be filled with pain and sorrow, let such plan fail now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let a season of great demonstration of your power appear in my life. Let the season of mighty miracles, let it come upon my life. Let it come upon my life and let it remain in my life forever in the name of Jesus. Let a season where I experience mighty miracles. Let a season where I experience great blessings. Let a season where I experience uncommon and shocking miracles. Lord, let that season appear in my life. Let that season appear in my timeline. Let that season appear in my days. Beginning from this hour, Lord, let me enter into a season of great and mighty miracles. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. So, Lord, let me enter into a season of mighty miracles that has never happened before in my life. Mighty miracles that have never happened before in my family. Mighty miracles that has never happened before, even in my country, even in the earth. Lord, take me into a season where mighty miracles happen to me. In the name of Jesus, take me into a season where mighty miracles will happen to me. Where mighty miracles will happen to me. Where mighty and uncommon, unusual miracles will happen to me. Lord, launch me, take me into such season. Let such season stay in my life. Let such season come and stay with me forever. In the name of Jesus. Season where there shall be excessive miracles. Season where I begin to enjoy miracles one after the other. Oh God of Israel, take me into that season. Launch, thank you, Lord. Launch me into that season. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to stop here, and I'll be praying for you. Yeah. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, we thank you because you are a faithful God. Thank you for your power that is so great and mighty. Thank you, Lord, for your presence that is so powerful in this prayer session. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Thank you for doors that you have opened. Thank you, Lord, for miracles that you have performed. Thank you, Lord, for mighty things we shall see you do for us very shortly. Things that will surprise everyone. Miracles and blessings that will surprise everyone. Thank you, because very shortly we shall experience them. Oh God, be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. I decree over your life, every one of you hearing my voice right now, I decree over your life that the hand of God will lift you up from where the enemy has caged you, from where the enemy has kept you. The hand of God shall lift you up and put you in that place where you will be honored and celebrated, in that place where you will be blessed mightily. Let the hand of God do it now in your life, in Jesus' name. Let the hand of God translate you from every position that is not meant for your life. Let the hand of God translate you and reposition you now to the place you are meant to be to fulfill destiny. Let the hand of God do it in your life now, in Jesus' name. I decree that help will rise for you. Help will come to you. In that place where you are, help from heaven will locate you now, in the name of Jesus. Every voice that is speaking negativity, speaking curses,
speaking problems and sorrows into your life, I decree that such voices are silenced forever right now in Jesus' name. Now is the time for the voice of God to come to pass in your life. And I speak with the voice of God that you will excel in the name of Jesus. I speak by the voice of God that you will succeed in the name of Jesus. You will prosper in the name of Jesus. You will possess your possessions in Jesus' name. Every door that has been closed against you shall open unto you in this year in Jesus' name. The hand of God shall help you. The hand of God shall bless you. The hand of God shall make way for you. The hand of God shall take away your diseases. The hand of God shall take away your pains. The hand of God shall make you prosperous and rich and wealthy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Every of God's promise for your life that has tarried for too long, that has not yet come to pass for so long, I receive the manifestation of those promises for you now in the name of Jesus. Every miracle that needs to happen to you so that your shame will come to an end, I decree that miracle happen now in your life in the name of Jesus. Every miracle that needs to happen to you poverty will end forever in your life, let that miracle happen to you now in Jesus' name. From today onward, whatsoever you lay your hands upon shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Thank you, Father. Yeah. We are going to stop here. Remain victorious in Jesus' name.
Goodbye.